all your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, yo. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It just pissed me.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the hunk of buck. But it looked more like a pole and lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you,
man. But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Hey, man, loving your show. And like I said, I was
there.
I let you know I'm Rich Richard from Virginia Beach. I love to hear you hear it live, you know, for a live stream. Because, hey, you know, a lot of people, you know, I told about the show, they liked it as well. So, hey, keep it up, man. I'm loving it. I feel like I definitely love the show, man. Gave me a lot of more insight, man. All right, man.
Yeah,
we back.
Back on the block is Sean Slaughter.
That's what's up. This St. Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy in the building.
You know what I mean? It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. Not for the boring, only for the daring. You know what I'm saying? No jaw work.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? No hot ones.
Yep.
We keep it funky, keep it official, keep it
trill feel. Yes.
Holy feel.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome out there, everybody. It's good to be with y'all. If I sound funny, it's because I'm sorry. I'm clearing my throat the whole show. I apologize. I'm just getting over the flu, yo.
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Fevers, chills, sore throat.
Right.
You know what I mean? I had this joint for like the last like week.
Lord.
Week and a half. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This past Friday, myself and the Dirt Naps, you know what I'm saying? We had DJ I Rock Jesus on the ones and twos. We had Cook Dog, and we had a man, Savers Advocate. We had to open up for Donnie McKirkland.
For sure.
Do a 40-minute set.
Yeah.
That afternoon, I was on fire. Had the chills.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cook took about 11 hours to get there. a four and a half hour drive. These dudes supposed to be there by like 3-4 o'clock. The show starts at 7.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We get about 8.
Right.
This dude show about 6 o'clock, yo. You know what I'm saying? What happened, yo?
Traffic, son. Son, we hit no traffic, yo, until we hit freaking borderline Maryland, Delaware, son. That's all crazy.
This dude. So I got a fever and the chills, and I'm tight as fire. These dudes stuck in traffic. Yeah. Acting like they ain't going to get there.
But I was praying, son. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I was praying. I said, we'll get there at 5:50.
Oh, Lord.
And we pulled up at 5:50.
Pulled up at 6 o'clock.
It was 5:50.
They unloaded their stuff. Thank God we had some very kind sound engineers.
And the jump was off.
Hooked them up.
So blinking.
You know what I'm saying? And just in short, to make a long story short, shut down Nation of Islam.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Had a banging time. Youth wilding out in the front. Youth giving their heart to the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Getting saved and rededicating themselves to the Lord that evening.
Yeah.
And Donnie did a pretty good job too, yo.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying? Not really my style.
Right.
You know, that's kind of like the old school, like, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't saying nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't saying nothing back to him, they
right.
ain't failing you.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just sit there and listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? That's his style.
Yeah.
But what's great about it is when you preach that kind of old school,
right.
You know what I'm saying, kind of black church style, with substance, it's banging.
Yeah.
T.D. Jakes do the same thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's with substance.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you preach that kind of style and you ain't say nothing, it's boring as your fire light.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And he was up there in range, son.
You know what I mean?
His riffs was freaking.
Son, this dude, I at one point, I think it was a song that Donnie sang after he preached.
Right.
It sounded like a female singing.
I know it.
This dude was up, and then he did a key change.
Yeah.
And went higher. This dude's vocal range is ridiculous, yo.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's ridiculous.
So big shouts out to Donnie McKirkland. You know what I'm saying? Big shouts out to his band.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He bought the church band, right?
Yeah, the church band. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They did their thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a good event.
Packed.
You know what I'm saying? Jam-packed. It was actually at the Chase Center, like the
Convention Center.
Convention Center.
Yeah.
On the Riverwalk.
Right.
I told you I'm gonna be coughing all for the whole show. But it was a really good look. So that's what's up, Victory Church. We appreciate y'all down there. You know what I'm saying? Pastor Giff and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I had a decent week, yo. I mean, besides that concert, that
right,
highlight.
Right.
Oh, we've been decent, yo. My AC conked out. I got central AC in my crib.
That joint is gone.
Joint freaking ghost face.
And then the heat want to hit 110 then for the week. 110 yesterday. Got to be about 110 again today.
110 with like 120% humidity.
Yes.
Son, I came out here last night at like 11 o'clock.
Still hot.
Son, it was so hot. You know them big, fat, flying cockroaches?
Yeah, they come out.
All over the place, yo. Yeah, yeah. All over the place. It felt like Florida, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, and my heat is out. Mm. My central heat. They're trying to tell me it's going to cost me $5,000. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean?
If y'all want to make a donation to Sean Slaughter, y'all go send that money to any new central AC.
Oh, my Lord. Lord. You know what I'm saying? Then I had to fly. I've been taking Theraflu. Mm. I've been sleeping during the day.
Man.
Feeling tired.
Up night.
You know what I'm saying? Up at night, coughing. No Blaziano.
No.
I'm tired.
No cake bacon.
You know what I'm saying? My wife don't want to catch the flu.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no cookies getting baked. You know what I'm saying?
Can't use Pamela handles because it's wrong.
Want to abide by the word. You know what I'm saying? I had a decent week, yo.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, if you had a decent week, an extra decent week, you know what I'm saying? Give us a call, yo.
Yeah.
757-325-9493.
For sure.
Because everything ain't sweet all the time.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't happy and cheery all the time.
That's right. Ain't hunky-dory.
Everything ain't hunky-dory all the time. 757-325-9493. You know what I'm saying? Give us a call. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with you in these long hours, yo?
Sorry.
Hold on a second, yo. Listen to what this dude be doing, all right? Now, this dude tell me, you know what I'm saying, we had to record this show early.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Usually we record about 3 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
On Tuesday or something like that. We had to record this show like noon.
Right.
Because he got to go to work from 2 to 12, right? So you're like, oh, dang, son. You got to go to work from 2 to 12.
Yeah.
Hold on. Don't feel sorry for him. What's going to happen when you go to work, dog?
I'm going to go to work.
Right.
Listen to the briefing.
Right.
Go back to the office.
Right.
Go ahead and put on that movie.
Oh, and now, what time is this about?
This is about 3 o'clock.
So, an hour into work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? After the briefing.
Yeah.
You preparing yourself to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Continue.
All day with Popeye's chicken.
And then 6 o'clock, what happened, yo?
6 o'clock, sleep. Sleep. Play game. Spades.
Now,
PSP.
Don't think he ain't doing his work.
iPod.
You know what I'm saying? Because they work in shifts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when he's off shift.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't Nathaniel Joe Blanton to do.
All day.
You know what I mean?
Or protect the country.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so you're protecting the country when you're sleeping, though. You know what I mean?
All day.
Hey, y'all want to highlight something on the hamsandwichshow.com. before we get to the show. pardon me. My man, DJ Primo, one of the top, the best, I think, DJ when it comes to Christian Chopped and Screwed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Has been doing something a little new.
Yeah.
He's been putting up Chopped and Screwed videos. Joints is off the chain.
Yeah.
He's been throwing up on the Ham Sandwich Show, and his latest one is Marvin Winans Jr., Never Let Me Down, Chopped and Screwed video.
You never let me down. Never let me down.
The song is off the chain.
Yeah, it is.
One of the hottest songs of the year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the dude Chopped and Screwed the joint. The video is banging.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He also Chopped and Screwed Trip Lee's Real Vision.
Yeah.
Featuring Tadashi. So check that out. And we got Kenton Jones, the Kingdom Business official music video on there. Of course, we got the Ham Sandwiches on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got some blogs on there. I mean, the Ham Sandwich Network is popping.
It's popping.
You know what I'm saying?
About to jump on the board before the stocks go up, Sean.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Ah.
We got different things. You know what I'm saying? We got, should Christianity infiltrate every aspect of your life?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? So we got, you know what I'm saying? These are people putting up their own groups and blogs.
Right.
This stuff they put up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So people is active on the Ham Sandwich Network. It's really popping. It's really going down.
Yes.
It's new and fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously funny.
We got another one that says, you know what I'm saying? Say anything to keep you coming from church. You know what I'm saying? We got people listening, like the top 10 things that people say to stop going to church.
Right.
You know what I mean? So good stuff. Appreciate everybody on the Ham Sandwich Network who's active and posting and doing their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's what it is, man.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the hamsandwichshow.com. And we're going to come back with the topic. Check out these joints. DJ I Rock Jesus on the ones and twos.
That's right.
We'll be back.
Darkness falls, we'll draw near to the light of the world. The Lamb of God who was slain for our sins, that men might be free. So we pray, the kingdom come to revive and give us strength to believe as we pray. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Trust you more, this is our plea, to keep the faith, to see your face, and our joy is complete.
What in the ham sandwich?
Jesus, I want you to just say his name. I don't care what position in life you're in, if you know you need him. If we don't rise together, we gon' fall together. Whatever, whether we weather the storm together, it's fine. The pleasure is mine, the hesitation doesn't have time. You see the bread and the wine, you know what it symbolizes. It represents the divine, until the body we're tied and get signed. Gonna put the pedal to the metal, let me tell him. If you settle, then the devil gonna get you. This is a religion, it's a vision that we're living at. It's given to us every time we visit in the scripture. Baptized by the blood, go and throw it up. Blood passion, get drunk from the cup. Deliver the women that go and stripping in the club to pay your tuition, fishing for the wrong type of love. Get up, let me see you make a move. After you set your goals, you gotta pay your dues, so let's go. To walk, sometimes not even me, you gotta see the judge in the cup. You gotta talk the talk and proclaim his name. We want thugs that bust, becoming saints who praise. It's amazing grace from his amazing face. We all need some peace in this crazy place. I can give it to you, I can give it to you. Do you wanna get, what do you wanna get? When it's your time to ride, better hurry up and go. Gotta lock in your load, like you pop in the fold. But you're not for the load, I rock for the throne. Not a hood, not a block, not a street, not a zone. I'm surprised young hoes, no, you may not know. Though it ain't about me, I'ma rock your soul. This is all a little bit of rock and roll. Inside of every club, you gotta rock this soul.
It's the Ham Sandwich Show with Cook Dog and Sean Slaughter.
Never failed me, had mercy when he could've nailed me. Crucify my flesh one that tries to sell me. Short time pushes that will derail me. And leave me devastated with a headache. Probably would've never made it. Terminated now, I'm a terminated man of God. His love I can't contain. You know I
he
let
back.
It bang.
Back.
Cook Dogg and Sean Slaughter.
Yeah,
I mean. And let's get to the show, man.
Yeah. Let's hit up the show.
Hey, yo, sir. Girl, say, why you be yawning on the show, dog? You know what I'm saying? If y'all listen to a couple of past shows, you know what I'm saying? He try to be discreet, but the dude be yawning on the show sometimes, yo. Now, most of the time, he coming after work, so I understand the man is tired.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From sleeping. You know what I'm saying? You know, you sleep so much that you be tired? Tired of being tired? The dude be yawning on the show, yo. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, me too, dog.
Just check that out on some of the past shows.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a little ham trivia. You know what I'm saying? What's one thing that Cook be doing on the show? Yawning.
Crazy shot.
But let's talk about the social networks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got MySpace.
Yep. Twitter.
Facebook.
Yahoo.
Bebo.
Flickr.
Black Planet.
Yeah, Black Planet.
I think Zanga.
Zanga, yeah.
We got, I don't know. I mean, there's so many social networks out there. I mean, I like.
Yeah, AOL.
You know what I'm saying? AOL. Google probably got one. I don't know. Everybody got one.
Everybody got shopping.
You know what I'm saying? Now.
Live chat. Yeah.
Today's Young Bucks, right?
Yeah, y'all Young Buck or what?
I was talking to my man, and he made a good point. Big shouts out to my man, Derek Fisher. I was talking to him, and he was like...
Derek Fisher played for the Lakers.
Nah, he from my church, yo.
You could have said it, yeah, for the Lakers.
I don't know if you got any game. I don't know if you got no game, D.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he got a saying for some of these young church thugs.
Right.
He call them Wii thugs. Everybody know about the Nintendo Wii, right?
Yeah.
He call them Wii thugs, right? Dudes be, you know what I'm saying, up in church. You know what I'm saying? Or even dudes that's not in church. Sitting up in the crib.
Right.
You know what I mean? Watching BT all day.
Yeah.
Playing Wii. PS3.
360. Yeah.
On MySpace.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Twitter. Flickr.
You know what I'm saying? Facebook. Facework.
Yeah.
We should make a joke called Facework.com.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what? We should, dog.
I'm going to check it out.
And Facework.com is when y'all be at church and see who, video people who put in their Facework. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna check something. But anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was talking about how they call them Wii thugs.
Right.
Because these dudes never come out the house. But they always act mad hard, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They act like, you know what I mean? Like they gonna melt somebody. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You're in the church hallway. After service. You know what I'm saying? Looking mad tough with your little crew. You in church.
In church.
You gonna beat up the elder? You know what I'm saying? You gonna beat up the usher? You know what I'm saying? You gonna beat up the mother trying to take take her daughter to daycare?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you sit there acting all tough and big and bad.
Yeah, busting the sag, looking hard.
You know what I'm saying? Busting the sag.
Head on back and grilling the deacons.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, can I say this, dog? Can I take a little aside?
Go ahead.
Well, actually, it's in the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know cats used to rock their pants down, right?
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? They rock their pants down and maybe have a shirt or something over it.
Right.
You know what I mean? These days, dudes got their whole butt out.
Yes.
I was at Food Line the other day. This mother with her son and her two little children. He's probably 15 years old, rocking his hat, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Crooked, cock back, medium shirt, and he had his ball shorts literally under his freaking butt, B.
Right.
His whole butt was out, dog. The first thing I thought was, I said, "Dag, son, you look like you ready to get, you know what I'm saying, get a Pokemon."
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because what most cats don't realize...
Stick them up.
What most cats don't realize is that that style originated in jail.
Yep. Your pants are halfway down and you want to get poked.
Yep. That means you that means you was a... You know what I'm saying? You was a pokey.
Yeah.
And not a poker. That means you was available.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That means you might as well go ahead and put on some blush, you know what I'm saying, and put your hair in a ponytail.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you about to get the frame ripped out by you.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm looking at this dude, and I wanted to say something. I was going to tell him, like, "Dag, dog, if you was in jail, you know what I'm saying, you be somebody's chick."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And his mom was like, "And when you put your pants up, you got to wear them all the way down like that?" You know what I'm saying? But it was so crazy because his shirt was so short. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going front. You know what I'm saying? The judge looked fugazi to me. You know what I'm saying? The judge look for he ain't look hard.
Right.
I know Lil Wayne rocks his pants like that.
Right.
That's fugazi to me, yo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If that's the style, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're a little fugazi.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you might be getting poop shooted. You know what I'm saying? You don't look hard to me, dog.
Right.
At all. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let me keep it moving. So a lot of times these kids are locked in their house. And number one, because of the social networks, and I love social networks. I love being on the computer.
Yeah, yeah. Networking with each other.
You know what I'm saying? No doubt. I love playing video games too.
Yeah.
But these dudes be so locked up that it's like they got no social skills.
None.
You know what I'm saying? You talk to them. What's up, yo?
What's up?
Yo, what's going on?
Yeah, nothing, yo.
Yep.
Yeah, chilling.
Like they all shy and whatnot.
Yeah, or they skied up or something.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Some drugs or something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with you, dog? Look me in my eye, dog.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, a man will go to another young man, yeah, whether it's your father or pastor or deacon, and he'd be like, yo, look me in my face, dog. Square up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pick your shoulders up, man. Pick your head up, yo.
Yeah.
Look me in my face, man. You know what I'm saying? These dudes... They all shy,
yep,
and quiet. No, of course, when it comes to the shorties, they ain't shy.
Nah.
They think they smooth and debonair.
They really
get
down.
You know what I'm saying? They all shy and quiet. You know what I'm saying? And then they get online, and they are a totally different person.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Talk about, yo, can I, you know, you read their profiles, and they talking all kind of vulgar stuff. They want to do this to this person and that to that person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then it'd be the softest dudes, I'm talking about young bucks. Even old bucks be doing this too. Right? In person, of course, because they ain't got no people skills, they be all shy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then they profile. The header on their profile read like, "Ends better not mess with me or you'll get effed up."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they got guns on their page. You know what I'm saying?
They got the bandanas and stuff.
Bandanas and all that.
Doing the crip walk.
You know what I'm saying?
Crip signs and everything. Blood signs.
But they don't be doing that in public, though.
Nope. They take a dirt nap.
You know what I'm saying? They'll be hard like that in public.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And they shouldn't be talking like that to no undergrown man.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? They take a concrete slab nap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The social networks are killing... You know what I'm saying? Not only social communication, but it's making some of these young dudes have other personalities that's not really them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or they can't hold an intelligent conversation.
Hold up. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about that and the texting. You know what I'm saying? Right after these joints.
Holla!
DJ Ironic Jesus.
In the mix.
Hey.
We in the mix. You know.
It's on.
Yes, sir. You know how I does it, man. It's your boy D-Mob, and you're checking out my homeboy, DJ I-Rock Jesus.
Everybody just freeze, because I know we going through, but it's only to prepare us for where he taking us to. See the world tell lies, I break it up with the truth. I don't catch him in the streets, I wake him up in the booth.
Hey, wake up.
Everything is going down. Water rising to the point, lifeguards drown. Know you sick of struggling, it's hard right now. But the father ain't gonna let us starve right now.
But the father ain't gonna let us starve.
He the man with the plan, understand it's all in his hand. And I'm continually praying, we start obeying, listen to what he's saying.
Freeze, breathe in, breathe out. Know that he gonna make a way beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Cup running over even when it be a drought. Following the path cause it's only one route.
Freeze, breathe out, breathe in.
Long as we can tap into our faith, we win.
First things first, gotta believe.
He the source that supply our needs. Everybody just freeze.
Lay low till he say go. Never tell him no, only move when he say so.
Problems come but they will pass real fast. Long as he maneuvering, if not you will crash.
The economy is low.
What is it gonna take for the economy to grow?
Stumbling and can't afford to take another blow.
The leader of the country gotta work it like a pro.
Gotta work it like a pro.
Everybody stay strong. You belong to the one up on the throne.
To the one up on the throne.
Who able to right your wrongs, and I'm praying this song can bring you home.
Freeze, breathe in, breathe out.
Know that he gonna make a way beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Cup running over even when it be a drought.
Following the path cause it's only one route.
Freeze, breathe out, breathe in.
Long as we can tap into our faith, we win.
First things first, gotta believe.
He the source that supply our needs.
Everybody just freeze.
We ain't got nothing to be scared of, cause we know our situation gonna be taken care of.
Right.
No matter what the country looking like, people need to see the savior, so I sacrifice, stay and booking flights.
Booking flights?
Poverty is on the rise. Somebody do something cause we running out of tries. America do something cause you running out of lies. America suffer if it ain't running for the prize.
America suffer if it ain't running.
Cause of the king who reigns supreme, we can accomplish our dreams.
We can accomplish our dreams.
And what I mean is I'm on a team who got power over everything.
Hey. Freeze, breathe in, breathe out.
Know that he gonna make a way beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Cup running over even when it be a drought.
Following the path cause it's only one route.
Freeze, breathe out, breathe in.
Long as we can tap into our faith, we win.
First things first, gotta believe.
He the source that supply our needs. Now everybody just freeze.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Know that he gonna make a way beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Cup running over even when it be a drought.
Following the path cause it's only one route.
Freeze, breathe out, breathe in.
Long as we can tap into our faith, we win.
First things first, gotta believe.
He the source that supply our needs. Now everybody just freeze.
What in the ham sandwich?
It's Sean Slaughter and Cook Dog. Be very afraid.
Breathe in, take it in slow, let it work up in your soul, take your time and let it grow for your soul. Culture Radio. Breathe in, take it in slow, let it work up in your soul, take your time and let it grow for your blow.
Breathe out.
Let them know what you about, from the words in your mouth to the way you live it out, no doubt.
Now don't rock, don't pop, don't drop, don't move. Just listen real close to what we're trying to tell you. It's probably something different than what you're used to. But let me break it down so the truth don't miss you. I learned a little Bible, was ready to take off. On with the truth, but drop the grace off. When everybody see me, they ready to break off. I said to myself, oh well, it's stay lost.
Breathe in, but wouldn't take the word in slow. Lost the context that I heard before. Wouldn't meditate on the word, I just go. Forget a commentary, I got the same soul. They said wisdom is better than silver and gold. But I skipped that verse and I hit the door. Man, they couldn't tell me nothing. Thought that I was on to something. I was running no direction, just a brother trying to gun it.
Breathe in, take it in slow. Let it work up in your soul. Take your time and let it grow for your blow.
Breathe out.
Let them know what you about. From the words in your mouth to the way you live it out, no doubt.
Breathe in, take it in slow. Let it work up in your soul. Take your time and let it grow for your blow.
Breathe out.
Let them know what you about. From the words in your mouth to the way you live it out.
I was telling folks I know the spirit got my back, but I never picked a word up and read the fact. It was on now, I was in the zone now. Jesus had 12, well, I was on my own now. People leave me alone now, about to get it gone now. But I fell flat up on my face, I'm all alone now. Didn't have the truth in my sling, I was just trying to wing it. If it sound good, I'ma say it, I'ma mean it. If it's in the Bible, that's cool, I believe it. But I ain't really studied, so I couldn't really see it. See, man, you got to believe, man. But now I'm breathing out, it's so easy.
Breathe in. Take it in slow, let it work up in your soul. Take your time and let it grow for your blow.
Breathe out,
let them know what you about. From the words in your mouth to the way you live it out, no doubt.
Breathe in, take it in slow, let it work up in your soul. Take your time and let it grow for your blow.
Breathe out,
let them know what you about. From the words in your mouth to the way you live it out, no doubt. Last verse, but I got a lot more to say. Got a partner named Jay from around the way. Breathe out all day, but he wouldn't breathe in. And he give a seed out, but he wouldn't read, man. And he told me theology was for them birds. And he really didn't need it when he read the word. Look left, look right, for
a sign from God. But he didn't know the word was inspired by God. Telling people about a couple funny things he heard. But the things that he heard, they match the word. If they don't match the word, well, they ain't true. Cause the Bible's the final say on the things we do. I said, Jay, now, I understand how you feel. Man, I love your zeal, but you probably wanna share. He said, pray now, you can read all day. But I'm just a little different, man, that ain't my way. So I told him how the word of God was true. How Paul was a Jew who would use the truth of the Old Testament to make things clear. Thank God that day Jay turned the ear. Now we reading the word. And his life looked like what he see in the word. Matter of fact, he don't never want to lead a word. I'm trying to tell y'all that boy breathe the word.
Breathe in, take it in slow. Let it work up in your soul. Take your time and let it grow before you blow.
Breathe out,
let him know what you about. From the words in your mouth to the way you live it out, no doubt.
Breathe in, take it in slow. Let it work up in your soul. Take your time and let it grow before you blow.
Breathe out,
let him know what you about. From the words in your mouth to the way you live it out, no doubt.
Yeah. Now check this out, y'all. I want y'all to keep holding, man. I know this beat sound like one of the beats that make you want to do something you ain't got no business doing. You know what I'm saying? But check it out. Try something different, you know what I'm saying? Like, shoot. You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't you try something like, let me see,
I do the once I was blind, but now I see. I do the once I was blind, but now I see. I do the once I was blind, but now I see. I do the once I was blind, but now I see. I do the hot, 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 hot in the church. I do the hot, 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 hot in the church. I do the hot, 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 hot in the church. I do the hot, 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 hot in the church. Now clap it up, clap it up, clap it up now. Now clap it up, clap it up, clap it up now. Now clap it up, clap it up, clap it up now. I clap it up, clap it up, clap it up now. Now do the once I was blind, but now I see. I do the once I was blind, but now I see. I do the hot, 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 hot in the church. Do the hot, 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 hot in the church. I clap it up, I clap it up, I clap it up now. I clap it up, I clap it up, I clap it up now. I clap it up, I clap it up, I clap it up now. I clap it up, I clap it up, I clap it up now.
Yo, yo, this is Gage, and you're about to listen to my new single, Best Friend, featuring Chris Belmont with my man DJ I Rock Jesus. Y'all rockin'. Gage up.
I got all that you need. I got all that you want.
True story.
A second, a minute, I'll be back prompt. It takes time, though.
Grind, yo.
Can't be blind, bro.
Yeah.
Cause I can be your best friend.
You know, that's you can my, lean that's, on me. Yes,
you can
trust
that's
my best
me.
Friend. Let me give you the story. Break it down.
I can never forget the first day you felt your grace. It was in a place that's dark with minimum space. Thought to face it all alone, we didn't formally meet. On the street, you're the one to call when facing defeat. Can feel the sweat beat off my brow. Thinking how to keep from death, I need some help now. On the job, I got demoted. Relationship exploded. The 380 fully loaded. I owed it to my family to end with a win. They made too many sacrifices for me just to give in. But the pain, unbearable. Chances look terrible. It take a miracle to get me out of this mess. I guess I had it coming to fun and the gun running. Had to catch it with me sometime, I must confess. That's when I got a call. It's from my new friend. He said to seek me and watch the pain end.
I got all that you need. I got all that you want. Give me a second, a minute. I'll be back prompt.
So it takes time, bro.
Grind, yo.
Can't be blind, bro.
Cause I can be your best friend.
I can be your best friend.
You can trust me.
In your
pain. I got all you need. This is meant to be.
At first, our relationship started off rough. Watching what I say before I say it was tough. I'd huff and puff to call his bluff, but he wouldn't budge. The one day I had enough. Told him to take the lead, gave up the pride and greed. Asked him to intercede, cause I'm in desperate need. Past suffering and entering depression, but nothing was in vain because I had to learn a lesson. Number one, stop stressing.
Number two,
confessing. You can't do it alone or you'll be forced to keep guessing. My first blessing was to see myself and recognize the things I did to be bad for my health. So negative thinking, getting drunk drinking, insecurity sinking and fear. Had to put my feelings under subjection. This time not alone, I had my friend for protection. Recognize.
I got all that you need. I got all that you want. Give me a second, a minute, I'll be back prompt.
So it takes time though.
Grind, yo.
Can't be blind, bro.
Cause I can be your best.
Come on, friend.
You can be your best friend.
You can trust me
in your pain.
I got all you need, this is meant to be.
No retreat, no surrender, all credit I render to you, my friend. Born to fly to the end. No retreat, no surrender, all credit I render to you, my friend. Born to fly to the end. No retreat, no surrender, all credit I render to you, my friend. Born to fly, brethren. No retreat, no surrender, all credit I render to you, my friend. Now the third part of the saga had it's ups and downs, good times and bad times, smiles and frowns, leaps and bounds, harmony and sacrifice. You know, like wanting lobster, but had to settle for rice. My friend's advice kept me to fall, he never let me. But doing right is so much harder than wrong.
We're back.
Ham Sandwich Show.
Talking about these youngins.
Youngins on a social network losing social skills.
For sure. And they can't have talk.
Now, we talked about they can't have talk. They can't hold an intelligent conversation.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And so you ask them a question about something. You know, it's like I never seen dudes these days. And I'm sorry. They act stupid.
Yeah, they do.
They act dumbelina, yo.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't heard that word in a minute. Dumbelina.
They act dumbelina, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They act dumb, like ask them a question about, hey, yo, you heard about, you know what I'm saying, something that happened that's going on in healthcare, or, hey, yo, you heard about something, you know, in politics. Oh, they vote for Obama, have no idea what he stands for, but they vote for him.
Yeah.
Because he's black.
It seems like the young people, they can hold a conversation with sports.
Okay. Right, sports.
Gear
all day.
Girls and boys.
Bones.
Phones, movies, and video. Music. That's it. You ain't said about
can book. We say it again?
Sports.
Sports. Gear.
Gear.
Phones.
Phone.
Videos.
Video. Girls and women.
Girls.
Women, video games, and men, and music. That's it.
So are you telling me that
you ain't got to read none of that stuff?
You know, you ain't got to read none of that stuff.
Nope.
All you got, and real talk, all you got to do is watch about, you know what I'm saying, 15 to 20 minutes
yep.
to know what's going on.
All day.
You know
That's
what I'm saying?
It's a shame, man, yo.
It's a shame, yo. No, you know what I'm saying? So anything else outside of that, they have no idea.
That's right, like reading books.
Like right now, you go to the airport, we're on orange.
Right.
Orange level, which yeah. is one level before red alert.
Right.
Which means that we are at a high terrorist attack level.
Yeah, but you they ain't know that.
You know what I'm saying? I bet you they ain't know that North Korea, you know what I'm saying, a couple of months ago was testing out nuclear missiles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And shooting them in the ocean.
I know they ain't know that.
You know what I'm saying?
Thailand had another, what is it, earthquake happened in Thailand?
Another earthquake, bet you ain't know that. You know what I'm saying? I bet you ain't know. I had mad young people complaining they can't get a job.
Yeah.
Guess what? Recession, dummy.
Yeah.
Bet you ain't know that.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? And if they knew it was a recession, I bet you don't even know what a recession is. I definitely bet you they know that. They walk around talking about it's a recession.
Yeah.
And don't even know what it is, yo.
Yeah, depression.
Somebody get it. There's a discretion going on, so I can't get no job. You know what I'm saying? Sounded mad foolish.
That's a shame.
I bet you they ain't know that.
That's a crying shame.
That's a crying shame. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No intelligent conversation. And then, on top of that, what's up with the texting?
For sure.
I love the text. I ain't gonna front.
Right. You sure do.
I love the text.
I don't text.
This is what I hate. You know what I'm saying? Anybody listening right now, you know what I'm saying? Whether you my friend or not, I'm gonna tell you what I hate. You know what I'm saying? You call me. Hey, yo, I'm going to be there about 6. All right, 1. You couldn't text me that? I can't stand that joint. Here's what else I hate. Hey, yo, I email you that joint. You get that? Yeah. All right. You couldn't text me that? Any conversation under 30 seconds to a minute needs to be texted. Period. Now me, I will, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy Scope, me and this dude will have a whole conversation, pages of text. Pages. Matter of fact, me Scope talk more on a text than we do in person.
That's a crime.
Like 80% more. But guess what? We write in full sentences. And sometimes we take shortcuts.
Yeah.
But they're obvious shortcuts.
Right.
Some dudes, every word is a shortcut. I remember somebody had wrote me something. I had to retext him like, hey, yo, I don't even understand what you wrote, dog. You know what I'm saying? I don't even understand what you said.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like you said, you want to write the word, yo, you just going to write the letter U.
All right. I could go with that.
Or R. R, you going to the store. Just the word R.
Right.
The letter R.
But.
If you tell us something crazy.
It'd be R, U, going G&G to the T-H-A.
Yeah.
Instead of T-H-E.
Right.
Store, S-T-R. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't know what that shit
is. I'd be like, yo, what is she talking about? You know what I'm saying?
I could have been star.
No, exactly. Are you going to the star? Are you God star? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know I mean? I write full sentences, dog.
All day.
And I'll use the twos and the R's and the U because that's obvious.
Right, right.
That's obviously, you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'd rather have a text conversation all... And for me, you know why I'd rather have a text conversation?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It keeps your minutes low.
Most of the time. I got unlimited minutes.
Some people keep their minutes low.
Some people keep their minutes low. For me, it's because I talk a lot.
Right.
And if I get on the phone with somebody, I know that conversation can end up being 45 minutes. And that's 45 minutes of my day that's been wasted. That's saying I'm wasting time by talking on the phone.
So you dolphin talking.
Yanker! we've entered a new word. You know what I'm saying? Care of our good friend from DNA, Frost B. A new word into our ham language called dolphin talking. It originated because sometimes wives,
yeah,
when they get on your nerves,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And they be yelling at you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you hear a dolphin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A dolphin be like,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's called dolphin talking. You know what I'm saying? Well, you're just going and going and going and going. So sometimes I'll be on the phone putting mad dolphin work. You know what I'm saying? Because I like talking to people.
Right.
I like
right.
talking to people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes I got stuff to do, and I'm like, dag, I got this stuff to do.
Right.
But if I get on this phone, I'm going to talk to this dude forever.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sometimes I like, that's why I like sticking to the text.
Yeah.
Because I got things to do. Not because I hate you, because I got things to do. But if it could take you less than a minute to tell me something,
right,
and you call me about that, you dead wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Yeah, but what it's doing to our young people is.
What's up with the English, yo?
It's messing up the way they talk.
And write.
They sitting there in English class writing like they texting on the phone.
Son.
And you wonder why education is falling in the United States of America and the people overseas like a la Japan, China.
India.
Asian companies are smarter than us now.
And it's not even hard no more.
No.
You know what I'm saying? All they got to do is learn proper English.
Right.
All I got to do is learn, you know what I'm saying, some math.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, to be honest with you, I just learned this, that the math is almost the same numbers.
All day.
Two is two.
Two plus two is always four.
Yeah.
No matter what culture.
So they already know the math. They just got to get the English down pat.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
And the way we talk today, English is easy to learn.
Math easy to learn. But we killing it, though.
Killing it.
Because we can't use that in a business sense. We can't use that in a sense to make money.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't be writing your business financial report using the U-R-2.
Hey, you know, I work with kids all day. And
L-O-L, laugh out loud.
Some of the stuff that I get in written
right.
and some of the stuff that I get in email.
Almost the same, man.
Is unbelievable.
That's a crying shame.
I get emails with literally a paragraph with no periods.
That's a crying shame.
When I get emails with no no punctuations and no like capitals in between each sentence.
Right.
I get emails in all caps, and you don't know what it'll be like. It'd be like, yo, Sean, that song was hot. Saw it yesterday on TV. Thought it was hot. It was really good. wish you would put it on YouTube. Really cool. All right, then. Thanks. Peace, Phil.
He sound he retarded. You write like that, son.
He could be a bright dude, but not the way you sound on the email, dog.
Do you think writing like that will give you a job interview or something?
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? I tell you what it's going to have you saying. Would you like fries with that?
All day.
That's what it's going to have you saying.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to tell you what's going to have you doing. You know what I'm saying? Putting down that wet floor sign because you just mopped up.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you got clean toilets.
That's right.
That's what's going to have you doing.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You keep talking like that.
Lawnmower man.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Come to the door. Hey, y'all, cut your lawn $15.
Yeah, yo, cut your lawn $15. Look how that sound, dog. I guarantee you this. And I'm going to keep this real.
Keep that joint trillville.
If you come to my house, yo, cut that lawn for $15. Look how that sound. You're going to be like, nah, that's all
right. Right.
If I come to say, how you doing, sir? How you doing today? May I cut your grass for $15? I have looking nice. This is what I offer, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Exactly. You'll get hired because you speak better English.
That's right.
And you know what? You might do a worse job than the other dude.
That's right.
But you'll get hired because you speak better English.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And also, your boss will treat you a little bit better.
Of course.
That person talk you about, he'll cuss at you and stuff. But if you talk intelligence, though, he, you know what I'm saying? He'll draw back.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, I know the social networks. I know the texting, all that type stuff. The beautiful thing is a way to connect with people.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But it still doesn't beat a face-to-face interaction with somebody.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? We still have to learn how to interact face-to-face with people.
And the reason why, because when you're talking face-to-face, you can read each other's body
there
language.
There you go.
Of how they responded to your conversation. You might got to change what you said to them.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Body movements. You know what I'm saying? Their eyes, the way they're moving.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All that nonverbal stuff.
That's right.
You can't see that on a text, and you can't see that on a social network.
That's right. Because if you text somebody or email somebody,
tone.
Your tone, that's the tone you sent to them.
Tone. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
For instance, I might say to you on the phone, I might, on a text, you might be like, did I do a good job? And I might be like, yeah, you did a good job. You look at that dog, be like, okay, good, I did a good job. Or you might call me, be like, hey, did I do a good job? Be like, yeah, you did a good job.
That's
you know what I'm saying? That's a difference.
That's a difference.
Because my tone, you're going to be like, hold up, son, are you sure? Because you don't sound like it.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. We don't need no weed thugs.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
We don't need no Ebonics, non-talking,
you know what I'm saying?
People, you know?
Non-talking generation.
Yeah. But that's what it's going to.
Social network princesses.
That's what it's going to, dog. I hate to say it, yo. Because you got eight-year-olds texting with the phone. What an eight-year-old doing a cell phone? Texting.
Who's he calling, yo? Who's he calling?
Chuck E. Cheese? SpongeBob or somebody?
You know 8-year-olds these days, son. You know what I'm saying?
But I hate to say it, though, dog. I hate to say this, man.
What's up?
I hate to classify black, white, Chinese, Japanese, and all that stuff, bro.
Right.
It seems like, yo, the black people.
Right.
With the phones, the texting, and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? What to me is, the parents are giving 7-year-olds cell phones.
Right.
They learn how to talk cell phone language.
Yep, and not English.
And not English.
Yep.
I wish it would my kid tell me he wants cell phone 7 years old. Eight.
Crazy.
Man, you stupid.
Crazy. And the only way my kid will get that cell phone is if he's done his work.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing wrong with cell phones. We're not saying that. Nothing wrong with social networks. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
We're not saying that.
You know what I'm saying? But if you've proven that you deserve to have these things.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That you can actually hold a conversation.
Right.
An intelligent conversation. Or, you know, you can actually speak some proper English.
Right.
And you can, you know, maybe even write.
Right.
You know, in a way that's legible. Then of course you'll get that stuff.
That's right.
I mean, but come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all need to get out the house, yo.
Yeah.
Some of y'all like vampires. Get out the house, dog.
Y'all kept in bondage in the house.
You know what I'm saying? know what I'm saying? Y'all like the, what was it, the man in the iron mask?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all locked up in a dungeon somewhere,
that's right.
Yo. You know what I'm saying?
You can't get out.
Get out the house, yo. You know what I'm saying? Your wrists off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all get to a fight, your wrist break.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't got to no scraps.
You got to get out and talk to people.
Ain't got to no real arguments.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't never experienced life. You know what I'm saying? Ain't never you had nobody disagree with you.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Some of this stuff is a part of life. It builds character.
That's right.
Get out the house, yo.
Yeah.
Ham, we'll be back.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Jay Mars, and you're in the mix with DJ I-Rock Jesus. Stay tuned. Keep it locked. Woo-hoo!
In the mix.
Sometimes you feel like time is running out.
Make sure they answer, cause I'm running out of time.
Check this out, check this out. Listen, listen. Sometimes you feel like it's over. Don't wanna cry on another shoulder. Sometimes you feel like the morning just won't come. Have I got a witness? Sometimes you feel like you're blind. Sometimes you wanna just cry. Sometimes you're in the thing so deep. You feel like losing your mind.
I know what the Bible says to me.
Listen, listen, wait a minute. Sometimes you feel it's going to break ya. The same thing you thought that made ya. Sometimes you feel like the crying just won't stop.
No.
Sometimes you feel bad. And other times feel sad. Sometimes you're falling in so deep. Ready to put it all on the line.
I know what the Bible says to me. He supplies.
And pandemonium and dreams being written off the script. But do I trip? Contact the book black, number one selling platinum from the days of way back. The true hard facts, forget the almanacs and maps. GPS can't even find where I'm at. Inside the punchline, it's a brother trying to keep you from crying and keep you from dying.
Listening to a true veteran lay it down right now.
There's not a lot of true DJs left in the game. Let's get together. All my MCs, let's get together. Let's find the true DJs. Let's support them. Make sure they got the music that they need. Make sure they get those exclusives. Make sure they get those drops. Please, say their names in the drops. Don't just give them those generic drops that you give all the DJs. Say the DJ's names in the drops. Make sure people understand that this is a man that needs to be supported. DJ I-Rock Jesus holds it down for the Lord. Holding it down in the streets, in the block. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down on the table, on the ones and tools. Support this man of God. DJ I-Rock Jesus. Let's go.
This your boy Magellan, man, and I'm here, man, with your boy DJ I-Rock Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And this joint you're going here, right here, is called Lights Off. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's a banger.
The What in the Ham Sandwich Show. Get your weight up, son.
Yeah, yeah. My motivation ain't your budget. I don't care if it's out. My motivation ain't your budget. I don't care if it's out. My motivation ain't your budget. Truly love is true religion, white night force. I've been invited, I'm ignited by the life force. Your life's lost, I got the life source. It is free, no fee, not a light cost. Come and get it, for your time's up, life's off.
Yeah, I've never been intrigued by the fast lasso. My oldest brother, he's in jail and he has life. I know you top dog, trying to get your cash, cash. But the consequence of 10, 10, fast, fast. That's how it goes, the flower grows. Sweet money for a second, then it's sourdough. Thank God for repentance for a man's ways. Tryna get more bread than mayonnaise. I never came in this game tryna sign checks or split a dozen bars about nine texts. A lot of dudes that I signed are in debt deep. Album never went gold, stress can't get sleep. If it's God's will, holla if your label's fishing. If it's not, I'll cut you off like cable vision. I follow Christ, he blessed the beats. Any other voice, rest in peace.
We must not let Satan come into our house.
Yeah, my motivation ain't your budget. I don't care if it's $100 million in a candy paint white Porsche. A mansion with doves and a white horse. Louis love is true religion, white night force. I've been invited, I'm ignited by the life force. Your life's lost, I got the life source. It is free, no fee, not a light cost. Come and get it, for your time's up, life's off.
Yeah, open your mind, think stock shares, NASDAQ. Before you put 5 zeros on a Cadillac. You ain't saving for your future now, that's whack. Songs on the radio, but you ain't got ass cap. I'm only talking about the things that reduce me, waiting for the next check, spend it on Goose E. News brief, I got news chief, $1 million chain, but you walk around with loose teeth. Loose leaf, paper, get your pens out. Fundamental lyricism, ignorism, slide back. Pay the Lord, pay yourself, don't get sidetracked. 10% tithe that, another 10, hide that. It's these principles that keep us out of sick debt. So for 20 years, we ain't waiting for the wit check. You want a house? Make a move. And if you study, you'll be approved.
I got to get more comfortable because I feel the spirit in this house.
Ain't your budget. I don't care if it's $100 million in a candy paint white Porsche. A mansion with doves and a white horse. Louis love is true religion, white night force. I've been invited, I'm ignited by the light force.
force. Your life's lost, I got the life source. It is free, no fee, not a life cost. Come and get it, put your time's up, life off.
Yeah, the only way to make a living is not record deals. Think about it for you, signature the dotted line. Contracts, read them well, cause a lot of times when it's all said and done, you get not a dime. I must admit that my advantage is I'm set free. Where the Yankees play ball in the Mets B. This is the Lord's generation, not Pep's E. Christ, give me a living water, ride it like a jet ski. His motivation got me confident he will live.
We back.
We're back in the building.
Talking about the social networks and just basically all the tools that we have today that makes communication easier and connecting easier. It also seems to be killing our brain, man.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If not used in a proper way.
Right.
People not writing full sentences. Don't know how to talk. You know what I'm saying? Looking all shy and scared when you talk to them.
That's right.
And, you know what I'm saying? Social skills are at an all-time low.
That's right. Real low.
You know what I mean? And so, let's go ahead and dun-em.
Dun-em. Thunder, thunder, thundercat. Oh, listen, people, because y'all need to listen to this. We got too many dummies walking around. We got too many dummies walking around with Jordans looking sweet, but dumb as a rock.
Now that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? You go marry a dude, or you go date a dude, you know what I'm saying, because he looks sweet. Dude got fresh Jordans.
Fresh.
Fresh fitted.
Fresh.
You know what I'm saying? Nice tee, jeans, and freaking dumb as a whale.
Crying shame.
Don't know nothing.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
But his family said, oh, he handsome, though. Oh, she pretty, though.
Now, here we go. Before I get into the scriptures.
The scriptures.
I want to read this article.
All right.
By Lisa Katayama. And it says, don't let social networking ruin your social skills. And it basically blames the internet for causing things like bad community relations, shoddy friendships, and child suicides. Mm. Which, if you think about it, shoddy friendships. You know what I'm saying? Remember best friends? People have best friends anymore, dog?
Nope. We got associates.
We got associates. And even those who are best friends, the next week, we hate them.
Yeah.
Because something they said on the MySpace.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It says they throw themselves into a friendship or a network of friends, and then it collapses, and then they're desolate. You know what I'm saying? Talking about the suicides.
Right.
And he says there's something deeply impersonal. She says something deeply impersonal about the way information is relayed on social networks. It says he found about a half a dozen engagements, 4 weddings, 2 divorces, and 2 deaths and scores of newborn babies via Facebook updates.
Wow.
Let me say this. Hold on a second. Hold the phone. Let me say this again. Can I say this again?
Say that, John, again.
Engagements. Okay. All right. Weddings. Divorces. Deaths. Newborn babies via Facebook updates. So basically, you didn't get a phone call that your good friend died. You got a Facebook update.
That's a crying shame.
So when you think about that, man, you didn't get a phone call that your homeboy got married.
But you get a Facebook update.
You know what I'm saying? You got a tweet. Your dog got married. You know what I'm saying? And sent you a picture of the girl.
Crying shame.
Are you kidding me?
I can't believe that.
It says Twitter is also where most intelligent daytime discussions take place. Why bother meeting someone for coffee to discuss current affairs when you can do the same thing with 200 people at once on Twitter? I don't remember any phone numbers anymore, let alone addresses or birthdays. Facebook has all those answers too. Maybe the internet really isn't making me socially retarded. It must be even worse for kids who are growing up and have never known an analog era. And that's kind of given, you know, maybe some pluses for it. But, you know, one of the major things this article is talking about is the transient relationships and the frivolous relationships that can be caused.
Right.
You You know what I'm saying? Our relationships are so meaningless and so light and flighty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because of social networks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which basically brings us to our scripture.
Scripture.
Today's scripture.
Uh-huh. Shank ya.
Psalms.
Psalms.
46.
46.
10.
10.
Be still.
Be still.
And know
that I am God.
Now you might say, Sean, what does that scripture have to do about today? First of all, being still.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing that Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, all these wonderful social networks don't allow you to do is be still.
That's right. Always on the go.
And I'm preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to myself.
Yep.
Always on the go. Always online.
That's right.
Either it's on my phone. You know what I'm saying? It's on my iPod.
Yep.
It's on my Mac, on my desktop. When do I have time to cut the world out and just be still?
Mm.
Woo. And hear Jesus.
Mm. Mm, mm, mm.
As a matter of fact, it's got so bad, and I'll give you a personal confession, it's got so bad where just being still and being quiet, now I do probably got a case of ADD, but being still and being quiet becomes difficult.
Yep.
Because you need something stimulating you all the time. Stimulating the brain all the time.
Right.
And being still and listening to the quiet, still voice of the Lord becomes difficult because social networks and this constant communication, this constant busyness has gotten you used to that and not to stillness.
Right. Right.
Then because of the frivolous relationships, the transient relationships, the meaningless and worthless relationships. Because the reality is, you know what I'm saying, you might be my friend on MySpace, but you're not really my friend.
Right.
I'm sorry, yo.
That's right.
I know mad fans out there like, yo, Sean, I thought it was your friend. Some of y'all who I've actually talked to maybe on the MySpace, you know what I'm saying, even those that I've met, yeah, okay, maybe y'all, you guys are my friends. But if you ask to be my friend and I accept you as my friend and we never can have no communication, that's not a real friend.
No, it's not.
You know what I'm saying? That's just a term on MySpace that they use to connect one person to another person.
That's all it means.
That's all it is. To accept one. It's not the real definition of a friend.
That's right.
You feel what I'm saying? And then we take that aspect of friendship and bring it to our relationship with the Lord.
That's a crying shame.
And we think that we can give the Lord, you know what I'm saying, a 10-second Facebook update.
Woo!
They don't want to listen to it. We want to tweet Jesus.
Woo! We want to flick them off.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to throw in a couple of snapshots of our life and give a little flicker.
Yeah, a little flicker.
We don't want to show them the whole thing. Just show them a little flicker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All we want to do is give them the stuff that I like.
Right.
Not what he likes.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about us.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, some of these websites have created the most narcissism that I've seen in history.
Right.
Meaning this. Narcissism is a person who is so consumed with their self and who they are.
Yeah.
You have more people that are so consumed with their pictures and their MySpace and their music and them and them and them and them and them and them and them. It's all about them.
Yeah.
They bring that to the relationship with God, and it makes it difficult to connect with Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's correct, though.
We're not saying none of this stuff is bad.
Right.
Don't get us twisted.
But when you put all that before God and stuff.
Yes, when you OD, and you overdo it, and you put it before God, you're dead wrong, yo.
Yeah, because you ain't got, where you got time to pray? Where you got time to read the Bible? Where you got time to witness to people?
You got time to meditate.
Meditate. You don't.
Just think on these things. You don't.
That's right.
You too busy updating.
That's right.
You too busy playing monsters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You too busy sending gadgets.
Yep.
and sending little funny things to people.
That you don't supposed to be sending.
You know what I'm saying?
That's another topic.
That's a whole other topic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you're sending talk about, I'm sending you a quiz called Guess Which Body Part I'm Touching.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing to do. How about you click that off and spend some time with Jesus?
Amen.
You know what I mean?
They don't want to hear that show.
They don't want to hear that. I know today was a hard show.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. They try and say that's too boring.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I know it was a hard show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it hits home too close.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm including myself in this thing, man.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? We all are guilty.
That's
we
right.
We all got blood on our hands.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So let's get better, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get better. Sometimes we don't need to fast from food.
Nah.
We don't need to fast from TV.
Nah.
We need to fast from the computer.
That's right.
Real talk.
Cell phone. iPods.
All that.
Yeah, video games.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, we need to fast from those things that have the strongest things on us, the strongest bondages on us.
That's right.
The strongest strongholds on us, the strongest locks on us.
It ain't food no more. People don't have time to eat.
Nah, man, ain't got no time to eat, dog. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't be religious and fast from food, and you know there's another problem that you got.
That's right.
That's religious.
Yes.
Fast from the thing that you need to weaken its hold on you.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
But look, let me go ahead and give you today's playlist. The first song was JR, We Need You, Blend. Number two was Shabak, Shout Him Out. And number three was K-Drama, Keep Him On High. The second mix set started off with D-Mob, Freeze, the Hammy Blend. The second song was 116 Click, Breathe In, Breathe Out, the 2009 blend. And then the third song was Gage, featuring Canton Jones, Best Friend. The last mix set was J-Moss, Operator, the Hammy Blend. Number two was DJ I Rock Jesus, the old school DJ break. And then the last song there was Magellan, Lights Off. And that about it.
Last words.
Don't forget to check out the hamsandwichshow.com.
That's right.
Also, don't forget to call us 757-325-9493.
That's right.
And on that line, you can leave us prayer requests.
Right.
Comments like you guys usually do.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to do any advertising.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ham Sandwich Show averages between 12 and 15,000 downloads a month.
Right. And it's free 99.
You know what I'm saying? And it's free. 2.5 million listeners.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, if you want to get in on that and get some promotions for your music, for your albums, even on the Ham Network, give us a call. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what's up, what you need. You know what I mean? And I think that's it. Anything else, man?
Nah, son.
All right, it's your boy Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy.
And we appreciate y'all taking y'all time out to listen to
What in the Ham Sandwich?
One.
One. Peace.